Q&AZ reporting is made possible in part with support from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. Proud supporter of independent thought, whether that's online, over the air, or in a bottle. More at SierraNevada.com.
The five C's of Arizona were the building blocks of our early state economy. A KJZZ listener wanted to know how relevant copper, cattle, cotton, citrus, and climate are to Arizonans today. In the first part of our series, KJZZ's Claire Caulfield looks beyond the sunny skies.
In the 19th century, the Valley drew people from around the world who hoped the warm weather would help their tuberculosis or asthma. Arizona's climate has remained a key focus of advertising campaigns ever since.
One of the first that I know about is Winter Never Comes. That sounds like a really boring episode of Game of Thrones, but back in the day, it was a Phoenix's advertisement to get folks to come.
That's Scott Dunn with the State Office of Tourism. The strategy now is to showcase the many different climates in Arizona.
You've got the Gulf of California. You're basically at sea level. And then you go up to the San Francisco peaks. And that's a journey of 13,000 feet in one state.
The travel industry is still a huge driver of the state economy. Tourists brought in $22 billion in 2017. Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
This series was inspired by a listener question, and you can ask your own at qaz.kjzz.org. Copper, cattle, cotton, citrus, and climate, the five C's of Arizona, were the building blocks of our early state economy. But are they still relevant today? As KJZZ's Claire Caulfield reports, the history of cotton is forever tied to Arizona.
A variant of the plant, Pima cotton, was developed outside Tempe at the turn of the century and made its world debut just 2 years before Arizona declared statehood. For decades, cotton production was strong. In the late 1980s, Arizona was growing more than 60% of the world's Pima cotton. That's dropped to less than 2% in recent years.
A lot of cotton was historically been grown in the center of the state. And you have a lot of urban expansion encroaching onto agricultural areas.
George Frisbold is a professor of agricultural research at the University of Arizona.
So with urban expansion, and you tend to see a lot of dairy production, and so there's been a decline in cotton acreage, and there's been an increase in alfalfa acreage to feed the cows.
Frisbold points out that although cotton production has declined, another C of Arizona, cattle, is still in its heyday. Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Tomorrow, Claire, we'll take a closer look at the state's cattle industry, and the series was inspired by a listener question. And you can ask your own at qaz.kjzz.org. From dry deserts to snow-capped mountains, the scenery across Arizona varies widely. But cows can be found in all 15 of the state's counties. Cattle is one of the five C's of Arizona, and as KJZZ's Claire Caulfield reports, it's still a cornerstone of our state's economy.
A cow was given prominent billing on the state seal because in the early 1900s, 50% of the state's economy was tied to ranches. Arizona's economy has grown and diversified significantly in the last 100 years, and ranching now makes up about 5% of the pie. However, Bass Aha, executive vice president of the Arizona Cattle Feeders Association, says ranching will always play an active role in the state identity.
Arizona loves its open spaces, and our production provides those open spaces. That's how those lands can be maintained and sustained.
And the cattle industry still brings in about $6 billion a year, while successfully supplying Arizona's increasing population with homegrown meat and dairy products. Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And the series was inspired by a listener question, and you can ask your own question about copper, cattle, cotton, citrus, climate, or anything in your community at qaz.kjzz.org. Lemonade was recently declared the official drink of Arizona after a Gilbert teenager noticed one of the five C's of Arizona, citrus, did not have an accompanying state symbol. But just how relevant are the five C's of Arizona to our current economy? As KJZZ's Claire Caulfield reports in the fourth part of our series on the five C's, Arizona no longer dominates the citrus scene.
The first orange trees in the state were planted near the foot of Camelback Mountain in 1887. In the following decades, thousands of acres of lemon, grapefruit, and tangerine groves spread out across the Salt River Valley. But now?
Production numbers are so small that USDA doesn't even report orange production numbers anymore.
That's George Frisbold, a professor of agricultural research at the University of Arizona. He says high water prices and urban sprawl have decreased citrus production. Since 2012, the number of citrus farms has decreased by about 40%. Although farmers are no longer turning to these Arizona icons, the overall agriculture industry added $23 billion to the state economy in 2017. So perhaps crops would be a more fitting C, although it may be more difficult to find a state symbol to tie to that one. Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And this series was inspired by a listener question. You can ask your own at qaz.kjzz.org. And tomorrow, Claire has a deeper dig on copper. The five C's of Arizona are all represented in our official state seal, which prominently features a miner leaning on his pickaxe. As we've learned this week, citrus, cotton, cattle, and climate all play different roles in Arizona's economy. But as KJZZ's Claire Caulfield reports, copper is still king.
Arizona is the number one copper-producing state, supplying 66% of the nation's copper from just 10 major mines. In recent decades, technology has advanced, so the number of Arizonans employed by the mining industry has decreased. Overall, the industry brought in $5.7 billion in 2017. And Steve Trussell, executive director of the Arizona Mining Association, says the demand for Arizona copper is still strong.
We mine 10 times more copper today than in the 1950s due to increasing demand. It's a key metal necessary for renewable energy initiatives and technological advancements.
Copper is a key component in many electronic devices, which links to what many are suggesting should be the sixth C of Arizona, computers. Arizona's technology industry has ballooned in recent years and now accounts for about 10% of the total state economy. Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
This series was inspired by a listener question, and you can ask your own question or tell us what you think the sixth C of Arizona should be at qaz.kjzz.org.